Hello and welcome to Nerdstalker. I am Adolfo Ferranda, at Nerdstalker on Twitter, at A Ferranda. We have a special guest here, my daughter Sophia, 8-year-old. I'm sorry, introduce yourself.
I'm Sophia.
Talk in here, talk up.
I'm Sophia.
Don't get back up a little bit. Sorry, we're new to this whole thing. Sophia's a little bit.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Sophia.
Cool. And how old are you, Sophia?
8¾.
8¾. Pretty precise there about the aging. So I figured we'd do a special episode today since we're getting close to the holidays and everything, and talk about, like, for parents, we're interested in things that, like, kids are interested in, our kids are interested in, like games and tech and whatever that that they're interested in. So what's a particular game that kids enjoy playing right now? Around your age?
Well, most kids, some girls, like my friends, some people like to play Minecraft, Makeys, or simulators.
Okay, well, let's break that down real quick. So Minecraft, I'm going to share the screen real quick for the audience so they can see Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what's so great about Minecraft?
The great thing about Minecraft is, well, first of all, it's for it's really good, and lots of kids like to play it. So my opinion in it is that, like, you build, you can choose worlds, you can have mods, amazing things, you can have horses, and I just want to tell you, mobs are like horses, zombies. You can build amazing things, and you can play with other friends.
Oh, play with other friends?
And like, especially on the Minecraft Xbox, you can do a lot of stuff. Like, you can have different texture packs, like candy, realistic, Christmas. And then you can ask for full version if you need to. So, like, yeah.
So it looks like there's, like, several different versions. There's one for a computer, one for iPad. I think they call that Pocket Edition, any of the mobile ones. For iPad, iPhone, probably Android too, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And
phone. Do you understand phone? Yeah. And then there's also a another kind of Minecraft. It is called Crazy Craft. It comes with all the mobs except one I think my friend told me about.
Let's see if I can.
I forget what it's called, though.
Crazy Craft. Oh, yeah.
So, like, this is Ballistic Squid and Stampy here. And this is Crazy Craft, basically. And it has these crazy things that look like it's not in Minecraft, but it's basically Minecraft just played on the computer.
Wow.
There's all these different mods on it, like the Diamond Dimension mod.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's also Jurassic things. World mod, I think.
Wow.
You can also spawn dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
There's that.
Mm-hmm. Police. Yeah. There's also different horror mods and
creepy stuff
that you can look on YouTube and stuff. You can see other people play Crazy Craft. There's also other crazy stuff. Crazy Craft, Minecraft.
And there's no limit to Minecraft, right? It never ends?
Basically, there's no, like, ad, like, like, if you're just playing regular Minecraft, there's no adventure to it.
So there's no, like, winning or losing in Minecraft?
Yeah, unless you're, like, playing with your friend, you're like, hey, you want to have a race on horses? Like, exactly, in Minecraft, there's, like, different speeds on horses and different breeds.
So what's the difference between survival craft and creative mode in Minecraft?
Survival mode and creative. Okay, so creative, you cannot die. And you get all the material you need on in I don't know what it's called. I think it's called an inventory. It's really
Inventory,
good.
yeah, you're right.
And then no, that's not what it's called. I
So
don't
I seem
remember.
to notice that like younger kids and newbies, new people that are new to Minecraft like to play in creative mode because you don't die and you can sort of learn the game.
Exactly. But then I never liked survival. But then like I saw my friends play it, they were really good, so I just had to try. And survival, you can die. You have to build your own armor and material, not like creative. Creative, you just get the stuff. In a thingamabobby, I forget what it's called though.
Cool.
Well, you can also have in you can oh right. So like if you wanna crave like a collar or dye your collar or something like that, like on your dog, and then you can
So
dye
you
it
can do lots
blue.
of customization
Yes,
stuff.
you
Okay,
can
cool.
do also customizing, and you can always tell when you're dying when a heart is turning black, or you know when your hunger is going down
That kind of
if you're
stuff.
like lose a chicken bone or something.
Okay, so that's Minecraft, people. And so the next game we're going to talk about
Star Stable.
is a game that I know, you know what was really weird was that it was hard for me to find kids games online that involve horses that were any good anyways. A lot of them are super old and I haven't seen a lot of development for this kind of thing, which is particularly strange since given that so many, especially young girls are into horse related games and things. So tell us about Star Stable
Okay,
at starstable.com.
so Star Stable is you have to use your email and password to get in.
Oh, so you do need an account. I think the parents too have
Yes.
can approve this, so it's one of those type of things where you can monitor your kid's gameplay or something like that.
Yeah. And then
Because it is a massive multiplayer, meaning you can interact with other people. We should have mentioned that about Minecraft also, is that you can chat with other people and things like that. I don't know if you can in Minecraft, but you can in Star Stable, right?
Yes, there is like a thing, I don't know what it's called. It's like a text box. You just press that and then you t type in something like hi, or and then you press do sometimes, and you'll like wave, wink, hug, bow, whatevs. And also if you want to become a star rider, you press something, or I don't know. And then also you can get pets, and then you can
Oh,
also
cool.
get a sack, and then you hang it on the horse, and then you can put your pet inside it. And to become a star rider, you can, that means you can jump, you have like, yeah, all that stuff. And
Nice.
also
So it
you
looks like you
can,
can pay for it too. I think there's like a premium version or something like that, right?
yeah, there's also this thing in the beginning. You can design your horse, and what you do is
So there is a
then
free version and
it'll
then
do
it's a premium
this.
type of thing.
Yeah, it'll do this. You can't instantly jump like in this video. You can only jump when you become a star rider
So
or when you
you,
take the adventure.
okay, so you have to do a series of tasks in order to sort of level up to get to different abilities,
Yeah,
like jumping and et
no,
cetera.
you have to do like competitions. You can buy
Right.
new horses. There's this new horse if you're already playing Star Stables. And you can also take a ferry when you're a star rider. You can also get horses that don't look like the horses you made. And
Right.
also there's this button. And if you don't want to customize your person, I made that mistake one time when I first play Star Stables. I press no, I don't want to customize anymore. And then what happened was I didn't know my horse was gonna turn out like that. So yeah, you always want to make sure you can customize your horse, because or else you're gonna go like, oh dang, I wish I didn't do that.
Okay.
So I made that mistake one time. Yeah, and then Star Stables is a very interactive game. Boys and girls can play it. Some YouTubers play it, and it's pretty fun. You can go to all different kinds of places, like Fort Pinta, Jervik City, and all these other cool places. And
fun.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's Star Stables. It looks like you can, once you sort of pay for their premium version, you can get a bunch of coins, which allows you to probably buy all kinds of things like clothes and customize your horse and stuff, right?
Yeah, and then you can also buy horses. If you buy some horses sometimes, they look different from your horse. I don't know why they make it like that. It's really weird. And then there's also Call for Pickup, which takes no money away from your inventory in Star Stables, which is really good. And then...
I see.
Yeah.
So cool. So that's Star Stable. Check it out, everyone, at starstable.com.
You'll learn more about it.
Yeah. So let's talk about another one of your Xbox games you got here. It's called Just Dance.
2015.
But we have 2015. You see that it looks like they might have just released 2016. Let's talk about this game. We have this for Xbox because we have an Xbox. And what do you think of this guy?
Yeah, okay. So in Just Dance 2015, you can dance and you can choose a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, a dance, like...
Try not to get hypnotized by the video that's playing.
Okay, sorry. And then you can also do a dance like Burn or One Last Prom, Katie Let It Go, Dark Horse by Katy Perry. Yeah, and then you just copy the moves of the other people and then it'll go perfect. And then you can also play against other people, like... Not always in your house, but
with
other people.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. And adults, I've played it with you too.
And it's, if you like win fun. One, then you can get a new song. And if you keep going, you can like, yeah, I really tried to beat someone that was playing, I don't know, I'm So Fancy by Iggy Azalea.
So you can save your dances too onto your hard drive. So you probably want to have like an external drive of some sort also for your particular console where you can save your dances, because they're kind of fun to save too.
And if you know how to do it, if you have Xbox, guys, like Xbox One, Xbox 360, all that other stuff, or Wii, I don't know, something like that. And then you can also, my eye hurts.
So okay. Let's talk about a different game then. Another sort of game that I've noticed that you really like too, it's called
Wolf Quest.
It's another MMO, meaning massive multiplayer online game. Let's go to this. Yeah. So Sophia particularly is into animals, and a lot of her friends are too. And so I'm trying to get to the share here and so you guys can see what Wolf Quest is. I believe you go to wolfquest.com, share the screen. Okay, so let's talk about Wolf Quest.
We're, luckily, I won't be making much of mistakes on this one. Okay, so Wolf Quest is basically a game where you're a wolf in the beginning. You can design like all those other games, you know, except Minecraft, I guess. They added something new in Minecraft.
Okay.
Sorry. So, okay. Okay. So Wolf Quest is basically a game where you have to find female or male. You can choose if you're female or male. You can play multiplayer or single player. And also, you will have to find a mate, and then, which is really hard for me. I've defeated a bunch of male wolves. Female are really hard to take down.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you find a female or a male if you're depending on if you're a male or a female. And then you can have pups, and you can also hunt with them, which means you can better. And then when you're beginning the game, you're like, oh, what do I press and stuff like that. But then it shows you, like, you can what the things are like. I mean, sorry.
So which game do you like better? Do you like Wolf Quest or the horse game better? Or just differently?
Practically, I would like the horse game, because I haven't played Wolf Quest in a while, because it's pretty hard. I think I might try it today. I'm not sure. But Wolf Quest, so yeah. And then there's these adventures, different keys. They tell you in the beginning, they tell you what keys you can press.
Mm-hmm.
Like scent, I think, is V. And then E is spacebar.
Okay.
But then sometimes if it's too old-fashioned, I don't think,
can you talk to other players in this game?
Can you talk to other players?
Can you chat with other players like you do with the horse game, horse stable?
You know, I haven't tried multiplayer, but I've seen people play with other wolves before.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And stuff. So, no, I think you have to be together to play.
So look into it. It's wolfquest.com, something like that.
Yeah.
The site was oddly broken, so it's weird. I don't know if there's a freemium model. I think it looks free right now. I'm not sure. So what do you think in terms of screen time? How much screen time should kids have a day? What do you think is fair?
Well, I think it's fair if their parents would make it up, or they just say, hey, not right now, or something like that. But sometimes, like, kids won't listen.
So you think it should just be up to the parents to tell the kids when not to be on the screen? Or should there be, like, rules for X amount of hours per day or minutes a day or what?
No, I just say it's up to the parents, because, I mean...
How much screen time do you like a day?
An hour.
1 hour?
Half an hour, sure.
Half an hour? Are you sure? To be honest, I don't recall you doing less than 2 hours in a day in a long, as far as I can remember, actually. Since you were introduced to screen, so it's...
Oh, and I also wanted to add something to Wolf Quest.
Ah, okay, jumping back to Wolf Quest. What is it?
Okay. So, like, in Wolf Quest, in the beginning, when you design your wolf, mm-hmm. you can also calculate your strength, what color you are, how light color you want to be, female or male, how fast you are,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So yeah, of course, go to the wolfquest.com. Just try to find Wolf Quest. And
so what we're showing right now is something that Sophia talked about earlier, which is really cool. It's called Makey's Fab Lab. So this is Makey's, where you can actually create a physical doll yourself, your daughter or son, whoever.
Yeah, they'll like deliver or
dolls.
Something.
You can make male and female dogs of all kind. I think they're dolls. Excuse me. Thank you. And so you can see here. What's really cool about it, I like, is that. Not all your dolls have to be Caucasian. You see here, there's another dog. So to more sort of better reflect the real world. There's also something called Makey's Fab Lab.
This is the game, Makey's Fab Lab.
Let's check out Makey's Fab Lab.
What you can do with Makey's Fab Lab, you can create your own person. You can take pictures. Then you can you have this thing, and then you can check it and see how many likes you got from other people who checked your thing, and then you can love other people or like people, and you can also design your clothing and get, so you have to put like these plants and stuff to make stuff, and then that like paper or dressing or cloth will make your clothes, like right here.
Well, they
on
can't
this
see
picture
it right there, uh-huh.
Yeah, and what's really cool is you can design all different kinds of stuff. It's kind of like a leveling up game. You can do all this other stuff, and there's this thing: if you get like enough thingamabobbies, you can have a new machine, like to make pants or earrings. I wanted an earring one, so I made earrings.
Oh, neat. So is this game for iPad or what is this?
This game
Or do you play it on the
is
computer?
made for iPad. I think computer, I don't
Oh, App
know.
Store. Let's check. Do, 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 do. So it's neat. Free. It says here's iPad screenshot. It looks like maybe iOS only. I don't know. Go do your own investigation and check it out.
Yeah.
What platforms it is for, but it seems like a lot of. What do you want to talk about now? Go ahead. Oh yeah. Okay. So Sophia's really been, and a lot of kids now are into these things called animal
Simulator. There's all
simulator
different kinds like
games.
unicorn, bear, lion. There's ultimate lion. I have ultimate wolf one, ultimate wolf simulator. There's also cheetah and cats and dog simulator, which is one of my favorites because you can ride in
A dog simulator?
yeah, which is like one of my favorites. Because you can ride all these
Dog simulator.
circus stuff. There's also goat simulator, which is pretty crazy, guys. I'm just telling you. And then there's also these other kinds of simulators, like this one that my dad pressed on accident.
This looks like a puppy simulator. Super cute.
Yeah, but there's a different dog simulator. It has like a husky on its face and not like that.
Yeah, there's
It's
a lot
something
on these
else.
animal simulator
There's goat
games.
simulator.
So, what do you do on these simulator games?
What you do is you try to create more of like say if you're in cat simulator, you have to get more cats, you have to get more kittens. So the kittens are really cute. And then there's these buttons that you press, like the tree means run, the thing means you can grab your kitten or bite. So what's really cool about cat simulator, there's two attack moves. There's bite and there's scratch. And then,
Neat.
so you can also bond with another. So there, if you want to have a mate, then what you do is
You're getting a little hypnotized by your own picture
sorry.
there.
Okay. So what you do when you get a mate is you fight at first, and then this thing will pop up. It'll say bond, and there'll be a heart, and you press it, and then you won't fight anymore. And if you try to attack your mate, you can't because it's now your friend. And it also depends on if you want a mate or what level you want, if you want what level you are on, if you want a mate.
Cool. So we have something in the house called a Amazon Echo. We probably had
Yes.
one of the first ones that was ever created by Amazon because we were on an early list, fortunately, to get one. So what do you think of the Amazon Echo? Can you tell us about it?
Yes. The Amazon Echo, her name is Alexa. There's also a remote that comes with it. Sorry, accidentally. So whenever you say the name of her, the Amazon Echo, she'll light up blue. And
Because it's a
you
trigger
can
word.
ask her something. So it's a trigger word, exactly.
And if you need to take a break, you could take a break and we can talk.
So like say like this, Alexa, play Dark Horse by Katy Perry. Then she will go Dark Horse by Katy Perry. And you could also play Kidz Bop, but I think you have to buy some stuff. And then there's also this thing called Bluetooth, I think.
Yeah, that's to connect it to your
She,
phone to play
yeah,
stuff to
you go
it.
like this, Alexa, connect Bluetooth. And she'll go.
Switching. So that
Yeah.
when she says the A word, that triggers, it's like the trigger word to bring it on. So what do you use it for besides playing music?
I use it for.
That's her. That's the echo.
Yeah.
Alexa, stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, she's pretty annoying sometimes.
So what we've used it for things is like math, defining words.
I like to talk to her sometimes. Like you can say. The trigger word, and you can ask her. I like to ask her favorite color, and I think she said it was yellow. And then there's also Simon Says, like if you go the trigger word, I am awesome, then she'll say, I am awesome. And then if you use the trigger word and go, Sophia is awesome, then she will go, Sophia is awesome. Oh, wait, hold on, let me do that again.
But so I notice when you have friends over, it gets kind of crazy, right?
Yes, she can be pretty annoying and ruin your play dates and half ruin your birthday.
More what I've noticed is that like kids get a little too interested in the echo, and then it becomes kind of a screaming match in order to sort of like who's going to use it kind of thing, or have their particular song play or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of weird thing. Also, another thing I've noticed about it is that there is no parental controls on it, unfortunately, yet. So it can play explicit music like words with swearing or some stuff like that on it, huh?
Yeah. And also, if you say the trigger word, Simon Says, all you have to do is say something and she'll repeat that. Like, sorry, I didn't say that thing when I said Sophia's awesome. Okay, so like trigger word, Simon says Sophia's awesome. She'll say Sophia is awesome. She won't go like Simon says.
So there's also other add-ons too, like the weather, and you can do, there's a lot of these things called skills now because the API has been released so that developers can extend the applications and things like that. So there's like trivia things you can do. There's, we have all kinds of stuff. Cat facts. You could do mirror, mirror on the wall, Rochambeau, rock, paper, scissors, all kinds of different
flip
games.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. Tell me a joke. All that type of stuff that it'll do per day. And news, too. So you can ask it for news and stuff like that, which is really nice for, you parents out there. So it's alarm, timer. The timer has been probably essential for us. Weather and timer is probably the most used applications on the Echo for us. In the house. So it's a good family edition. It's pretty cool. So Sophia, what do you think kids want for the holidays? You know, what? Some people celebrate Christmas.
For the weekend?
Some people celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, that you mean.
Other things for gifts, like, for presents.
Oh, so like say.
Some people don't celebrate anything. They just give gifts to each other. What do you think kids want this year?
Probably a type of screen like a phone or a robot toy, like Zoomer and stuff like that, and Zoomer's friends, or like dolls or headphones, new scooter, bike, lots of other presents like candy, or like sometimes when I get Christmas presents I get jelly beans and giant stockings.
Stocking stuffers, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and usually kids are really, really good. And so Santa gives them like a million presents, and he doesn't have enough. So he has to stack them in this big stocking, which one time I got. Mm-hmm. And other kids, they'll want like Rainbow Loon. Like, I don't think that's popular anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It used to be really popular.
So let's talk about phones, iPhones. Why would a kid need an iPhone?
Why would a kid want an iPhone? It was probably...
Especially an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old.
Probably because, some kids would go to school to call their parents if they forgot to, like, pick them up or something, or to tell them something's wrong.
Do you have 8-year-old friends that have iPhones that they bring to school? Without saying names, no names, please.
No, when you're like in third grade in my school, or in fifth grade or fourth grade. Yeah, fourth
grade. Would be 10. Yeah, that's roughly what I'm hearing. Somewhere around 10 and 12 is when
kids
seem to be getting phones.
Yeah, like kids would kids would want phones because they're like inspired by their other friends. Oh, maybe I should have a phone. So I can like bring it all over the place and watch videos with my friends that don't have a phone, so I can share.
But you guys like to do things like, I know sometimes you'll use your mom's phone or my phone to text people like me. Yes. Or someone like, else, right?
You emoji
like
faces are really...
Why do you like emojis so much?
Do you think
kids like, everyone likes emojis. I don't understand emojis, so you have to explain that to me.
I think emojis are fun because there's all these other things. You can also like text people, like say you can go like this. You can also text a face if people are really good at emojis. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fun to mix up emojis to make really cool things. Like I like to do dog farts and
mm-hmm. Yeah, farts are very popular. It seems like.
And then
even with adults. Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, I get some pedicures sometimes on my nails and toes. Mm-hmm. So I like to text my dad if he's not coming with me.
About FaceTime? What do you think of these type of things? Like
FaceTime is really good because I do FaceTime mm-hmm. with my friend.
Your friends, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we like to talk. We like to talk about funny stuff.
Cool.
And we say, like, oh, my God, I miss your cat.
So it's fun like seeing that. Each other's faces and doing remote screen.
We just like to talk.
It's fun.
And, like, plan out things and go, like, oh, right. My God, I have the same thing, Tyler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some, like, college or teenagers cool. would do. Probably.
All right. Well, thanks so much for all your thoughts on kids' tech and things like that. And for your parents out there, it's a strange time, especially for my generation, Generation X, and slightly younger with kids right now, because we're sort of the first generation with kids growing up with screens. And there are no clearly defined, a long-term research that tells us the effects of this kind of stuff on kids. So we're sort of making it up as we go along. So when you hear experts out there saying, you know, your kid could have about X amount of hours of screen time for this and that, it's kind of a guess right now. I don't think there's enough data right now to really support all of this research that's still sort of gelling, so to speak. So anyways, out there, good luck to all of you. And was there something else you wanted to say? Animal Jam. All right, Animal Jam. Tell us about Animal Jam. Is there something else?
So Animal Jam is a...
I can find it, put on the screen for the viewers.
Okay. So Animal Jam is a really, really, really cool game that some people like to play. Boys and girls, another boy and girl game. Same mm-hmm. with Minecraft, Wolf Quest, and all those other games that I was talking about.
Cool. Another one of those?
Animal Jam is a fun game where you can create your animals and be a member.
Mm, cool.
Which I really want to be.
It's a National Geographic game.
And
Rupert
you.
Rupert Murdoch, boo. Uh-huh.
And you can also be different kinds of animals like Arctic fox, a wolf.
All kinds of these cute
fox.
Animals like this. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like you can also be a cheetah. Koala, tiger, all those other
right,
stuff.
Right.
There's also these beginning animals, but you have to be a member to like be an Arctic wolf, a cheetah, and all that other
I
stuff.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have to be a member to like.
So what do you like better? Do you like a horse stable, whatever star stable, or Animal Jam?
Or
are they just different?
I like Star Stable because I am into horses. Other people may have opinions.
That's kind of good because Star Stable's $60 for a lifetime membership, whereas you can see here it's $60 for only 1 year of Animal Jam. That's kind of a lot of money for some of you people out there. I know it's a freemium model, meaning you can play for free up to an extent, like Sophia was sort of illustrating, and then you can start paying like these monthly sort of subscription things, but those things add up along with all your other monthly expenses. So yeah, just so you know.
Exactly.
People.
I just want to add something else to the Animal Jam.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're not a member, you can also get, you can only get two animals. In the beginning, you get one animal. You can also do cat emoji faces in this. Like, the member ones can move and stuff, and the non-member ones just stand still. Like, as you can see, the smiling cat right there next to that lady.
I see.
I think it has a beard or something. I don't know. So, like, you can only get 2 animals when you're not a member. You can get, like, 1,000 animals when you are a member. I just want to list some of the animals when you're a member and not a member. Okay, first off, not a member. Tiger, koala, panda, and wolf. Oh, and bunny and monkey. Those are all.
So here's sort of a summary.
Oh, and penguin
of member benefits.
Seal. And then you can also get pets that are animals too, but they're like smaller. And these are the member animals: koalas, horses, Arctic fox. I think it's an Arctic wolf, actually. I forget. What are they called again? Snow leopard, fox, crocodile, and raccoon, and all that other stuff. So you can go to Animal Jam. It's a pretty fun game once you get used to it, but I've started to get interested into Star Stables, and now I'm starting to play with it a lot, but I might try Animal Jam.
Nice. And for your parents out there, you saw there was like a parent section. Again, a lot of these sites, I think they have requirements sort of make it so that you can sort of monitor, because there is conversation and chats going on, and if you get any kind of like weirdos on there, you will kind of want to know about it. And they typically police themselves fairly well to bounce any inappropriate behavior, any users like that, from the ecosystem fairly quickly. Anyhow, again, thank you so much, Sophia, for your time and for being on Nerd Stalker. And we hope to do more kids tech updates with you in the future. And you can reach me, Adolfo, at Nerd Stalker on Twitter, Aferonda at Twitter. And you can watch us on YouTube. Please give us a thumbs up if you could. That'd be wonderful. At Nerd Stalker TV, do a search for Nerd Stalker 2, youtube.com/NerdStalkerTV. You can also find us on iTunes. We appreciate any 5 stars and ratings there. It really helps a lot on iTunes for the audio version. There was a lot of visuals in this particular episode, everyone that's listening out there, so we apologize for that, but you could just go to those particular websites and see what we were talking about. And find us at all the other usual places as well. And we thank you so much for watching and listening this week. This is Nerd Stalker and the kids signing off. Say bye.
Bye, all my friends and stuff like that.
Bye.